those gaps that they were put in the draft, I'm suspecting that everyone did read that through our emails. But if it's not like that, also let me give our contact advisor to take us through telling us those things which he was supposed to insert, that did he, in order that we must not take longer as if it's a first meeting. But if even yourself, Honorable Fildan, were presented by content advisor our report, budgetary review report, and we didn't want to adopt because there were still gaps that were inputted. But if we can now summarize whilst we're looking in our documents, was suspecting that this is a final product. You are welcome to do that, Honorable the contact advice, Honorable Namhlanje.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon to the members and the staff. With regard to the report, on Tuesday, I presented, we went through the report on things that are supposed to be in this report, and members came up with some suggestions and input to be included. I'll go page by page. We had the introduction and the mandate of the committee and the department, which was number one. And then there was a mandate of the committee. And then page number two, I came up with the purpose of the BRRR report as well as the method. In number two, which is the overview of the key relevant policy focus areas, members suggested that while there was an NDP vision 2030, which is relevant to sport, I had to include as well the white paper on sport and recreation, and then I had to include as well the National Sport and Recreation Plan, which is very important. It is a policy document of the department. I saw a need to include 2.1.5, which is the transformation chart on sport and recreation, because it goes hand in hand with the National Sport and Recreation Plan as well as the NDP. And then number three, which was a summary of previous key financial and non-financial performance recommendation of the committee. I inserted those recommendations that were done in March by the committee. And then number four, I came up with an overview and assessment of the department's 2017-18 financial year statements. Which was the report on finances of the department. I'm not sure, Chair, do I have to go through the statements again or just give an overview as I'm doing now as a summary, because I presented the report already. Okay.
If you want to indicate anything which you have said in your last presentation as you have doing, you must do so.
Okay. Page number seven, we spoke of the expenditure estimates per economic classification, of which I did not add anything because everything was okay. 4.1.3, in a previous report, there was irregular expenditure, unauthorized expenditure, and all those things. And I had to remove that in consultation with finance people from the department because the department got a clean audit. So there was no need to include that one, although it was coming up in their report, but it was clean audit. And then we had wiremans and shifting of funds, which of which I did not change anything.
You must indicate that it was clean audit and confirmed by UAG, because UAG was present here when department was presenting, and that's why we're worried the way that we have written the report, let alone that you consulted the financial. We're saying that we are contradicting the AG and the department about the statement that they've got clean audit.
Thank you very much, Chair, for that clarity. Yes, of course, I went through the AG report as well. And yes, I made those comparisons and it was clean. Okay, 4.2, the overview and assessment of the program budget and expenditure for 2017-18 financial year. I analyzed each program in terms of their budget and the sub-programs within each program, of which I did not change anything because all the programs were addressed. And then 4.3, I came to a conclusion. I concluded about the finances and the service delivery performance for the Department of Sports and Recreation. And number five, it was comments, observation and responses from the Department of Sports and Recreation. The first one was the issue of service delivery performance, where the answer from the department had to be, they said the department had 35 targets and they only achieved 32 out of 35, which translates to 95% in terms of the overall achievement of the department, 34%. And then the second one was the issues of public participation and community development through sports and recreation, of which I think it was very important. And I remember even Minister spoke about the public participation in terms of improving the healthy lifestyle among communities. She even spoke about the Tuma Mina campaigns in terms of trying to bring people together to create a social cohesive communities. So that was under public participation and community development through the sports and recreation programs. And then the committee was obviously concerned about the late submission of the bill by the department, as well as the leakage of USASCOG report, of which committee members were very concerned because they were hearing stories from me, the social media, and they wanted the minister to give them the specific dates on when the committee was going to get the report. And then there was the issue of construction of sport facilities, of which the department spoke about the 300 million ring-fenced for MIG. And they also spoke about the USDG amongst the eight metros that they want to get 3% ring fence for sports infrastructure from that grant from USDG. And then number six, there were measures to be emphasized. The first one was the department to meet and discuss the late payments with service providers to avoid legal battles, of which it was very important. It's one of the targets that they did not achieve in program number one, of which it was very important that the department meet with service providers. The second one was recreation must be prioritized as a program, of which it was important. We also spoke of a program number three, which is winning in action. It was to be made, or most program had to be sustainable rather than just event. And then we spoke about some indicators that needed to be revisited to align into the programs of the department. Another emphasis was on the employment of more people in program number five, which is sports infrastructure support, so that there would be improved service delivery in terms of construction of sports facilities at the municipal level, of which I think it was very important as well to raise that point. The next point was the committee is of the view that the minister must work on a funding model to support the implementation of the National Sports and Recreation Plan. As members are aware that the plan will be reviewed in 2020, yes. So it's still in a process of implementation. So the members felt that the minister must work on the funding model to fund the program of the National Sports and Recreation Plan. The last point was about sports activism and public participation, which was very important to promote a social cohesive society. And I think this point is also linking to the NDP and 2014 to 2019 medium strategic plan outcome number 14, which is very important. And then number seven, it was the AG report, which confirmed that the department got a clean audit. So that was the overall presentation I made about the department. And then number eight, it was about the public entities of the Department of Sports and Recreation. And there are two, it's Boxing South Africa and South African Institute for Drug Free Sport. members raised a serious concern in terms of the operations of PSA. Because they overspent even in their budget. And then there were committee observations to Boxing SA, with the first one was they've exceeded their budget. They needed to comply with the PFMA and stick to their budget. And the second one was the performance indicators that were not well-defined, because even in the AG report, they tried to locate some of the indicators, the performance indicators in line with what they have achieved. They did not match. The next point was about poor leadership at Boxing South Africa. And I think this point, it was a serious concern amongst members because there was insufficient leadership in terms of first looking or guiding against overspending of finances and as well as achieving their performance indicators. And I went to the financial statement of Boxing SA. and the actual budget that they had, it was 15.3 million, sorry. But they managed to use 17.8 million. And then the difference was 2.4 million, of which they overspent, and it was not good at all in terms of PFMA. under their budget, there were irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditures. 2017-2018, the irregular expenditure was 1.4 million. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure, it was 2.4 million. So it was a serious concern among members, and even looking at the report, it was not showing a good light in terms of boxing South Africa. And the AG report, it says the entity has achieved an unqualified audit opinion with some findings, of which it was very important for this entity to be closely monitored by the department in terms of using money wisely.
You must not forget that the AG also and our good selves were congratulating them from where they were, but were not happy about overspending, as AG is saying. They are from zero when the department did take them, but when now they are doing improvement, they are doing with these mistakes. So I wanted that members, they must know what we have contributed, what we have noted upon what Auditor General was saying.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Let's move to 8.2, which deals with the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports. Members were very happy about SAID in terms of how they operate, operational and governance, as well as how they manage to use their finances. Their budget that they received from the department was 21.8 million, and then they also received 4.9 million from the lottery. And in terms of the AG report, the entity got an unqualified conclusion with findings. Findings came because they still needed to correct their supply chain management in terms of procuring the local goods. And then number nine, we went to the recommendations. First recommend.
Honourable members, do you still remember that one other problem that they were having is that laboratory that now I don't know whether it's in there. We've achieved that they are no longer going to take abroad. So we have achieved that. If we can indicate, it's a very important point of that laboratory from Bloom, that they are going now to use it, not to courier or taking abroad their spacemen.
Okay, thank you, Chair. 9.1, the recommendations were based on the Department of Sports and Recreation, and the first one was that the committee recommended that the minister to work on funding model for National Sports and Recreation Plan, and it says it is a program of 8 years sustainable implementation plan for the for sports and recreation policy framework as captured within the white paper. So that was the first recommendation. The second one, the department needed to capacitate its own staff because now they've been relying more on contractors, so they need to minimize that and train their own people within the department. The third one, the minister to lobby provincial counterparts in the promotion of health and well-being of the nation by providing mass participation opportunity through active recreation program as well as reporting on those program. I think this was very important because I remember the DG when he was here, he complained about the reporting of provinces. So this was the very important recommendation. The next one was the total variance of 6.1 million that must be reduced in the current, in 2018-2019 financial year. And says minister must work with his management team to plan properly so that the same thing, the same money does not happen again at the end of the year. And the next recommendation, or the last recommendation under Department of Sport, was that the minister to implement the memorandum of understanding between the Department of Sports and Recreation and the Department of Education, because this was going to assist the development of sport at a community level. Okay. 9.2 was about South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport, SAID. And the committee recommended that SAID needed to update its SCM and procurement policy to include the requirements for local production and content, and continue with the strict compliance practices current. Point number two, it was recommended that the department ensures that SAID fully comply by practicing austerity measures and budgetary control in order to prevent the occurrence of a deficit. And point number three was that the department to advise SAID against lease payment of 82,400 per month, which was too much, and SAID needed to think about building their own office premises to save more money. The next one was about with the assistance from the department through school sports and community sports programs, SAID must consider to reach out to townships and rural areas in order to implement the anti-doping education project specific for youth sports or junior sports. The last one was through the engagement with the department, says needed to look at crafting a legislation that will address drug testing at school level, at school sport level, to avoid resistance from coaches and parents when their kids are being tested. And I think this was a good point, members, because on Monday I saw on TV, most of parents, they don't want their kids to be tested. They are refusing it because they want their kids, especially in rugby, their kids to get contracts, even to go and play overseas. So I think this area was very important. 9.3, which was based on Boxing South Africa. The committee recommended that the department ensures that Boxing South Africa fully comply with legislative prescripts to avoid future adverse findings from the AG, and that ensures regarding the audit status of Boxing South Africa be addressed. And consequence management must be implemented by the accounting executive of BSA, as well as the action plan in order to deal with investigation for previous cases of irregular expenditures and fruitless and wasteful expenditures to ensure that matters of discipline and financial misconduct and recovery of funds are dealt with. Third point, 9.3, Boxing South Africa should be familiar with framework for management managing strategic plan and annual performance plan, as well as framework for managing program performance information, so that they comply with the PFMA. 9.3.4 is that the minister continue her engagement with Boxing South Africa leadership to work on changing the following performance indicators because they were not planned according to the FSA PPI and has never achieved what they were meant to achieve. The first indicator was marketing and communication strategy is approved and implemented. The second performance indicators was reports on implementation of boxing information provision. And the third one was revenue generation strategy approved and implemented. So these three indicators were needed the intervention from the minister or the department and Boxing SA leadership. 9.3.5, it was recommended that the minister advise Boxing South Africa to stop irregular expenditure by contravening the Boxing Act, because the committee's hands were tied in lobbying the minister to adequately allocate the extra 5 million while the entity cannot manage the current budget they were allocated for. Last point, 9.3.6, it was recommended that the Department of Sports and Recreation to assist Boxing South Africa with compliance of the annual performance plan and a new strategic planning of the overall financial and performance management. So these were the recommendations from the committee on the department and two entities. And at the end, there was a summary in terms of looking at what has been happening in all these three entities. And then, obvious number 11 was the appreciation. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, I'm tabling the report of the Department of Sport and Recreation for adoption. If you think there's something which is left behind after the claiming of the report, you can say, but I want to table the report on behalf of yourselves. Honourable Victor.
Thanks, Cheryl. Though I arrive right at the tail end of the whole process, but there's just two items I want to voice my opinion on. One, I think it is the norm, that at the end of the recommendations, a portfolio committee instructs the department, the minister, to present an update report within a given period of time. Normally it's about 3 months. After 3 months, to show what progress she's making, the minister is making on implementing the recommendations. That's what I would suggest we put right at the bottom of all those recommendations. And secondly, on appreciation, I personally feel that it's not an acceptable social norm to appreciate oneself, where we say we appreciate the work that we have done, even though it is nicely put to say individual members. But bottom line is that this is our report. And even if we try to split hairs, so to speak, and say by the members, socially, there's nothing wrong with it, as that, but socially, it's just not the norm to appreciate oneself. It's for other people to appreciate your good work. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you with those contributions. We do miss you sometimes in the committee, but we know that your hands are full. Honourable members, I present the report to you to adopt it. Honourable Moose, Honourable Drew, Honourable Beff.
No, I'm not sure what the person is saying. We should propose for adoption. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I move for the adoption. Thank you very much.
Honourable Musi proposed for an adoption of the report. Any second? Honourable Ndlovu.
Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, the report has been adopted. And thank you so much. I'm having just one report, which is not part of today. I received yesterday an email from the ambassador of Cuba, asking the committee to be part of their a program, which is starting on the 22nd of this month. As I'm sitting here, I don't know whether are we able to honor that. It will depend. And I've called our secretary to take that email to the deputy speaker. As you know, that this question of our visit to Cuba was postponed, and were encouraged to rewrite an application. So yesterday I did get that email. So far, I don't know what are we going to be given by the leadership of Parliament. Thank you. The meeting is closed.
Thanks, Chair. I'm gone.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.